Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Doc White here, host of the Conservative Underground, with another Conservative Underground mini-cast. Obamacare, a constitutional death spiral. You know, the Revolutionary War, fought way back in the 1770s, was a fight against the idea that we as individuals owed our rights and freedoms to a sovereign monarch. Our founding fathers believed each person was endowed by certain rights that were above the influence of government. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are general terms that embrace those founding principles and were at the root of our revolutionary struggle. One of the biggest concerns was the potential for one person, like a monarch, to acquire too much power. A simple system of checks and balances was devised to prevent any one person or any one branch of the federal government from gaining too much power. This isn't one of those ideals that is up for debate, or where there is a lot of gray area. These ideals are fundamental to our national identity. The practice of these ideals is what makes the United States an exceptional nation among those of the earth. President Obama sees things differently. Our president, by his own words, does not share those ideals of individual liberty and personal freedoms, at least those outside of free birth control. President Obama is in a big mess over Obamacare. Obamacare, in and of itself, is a direct assault on these common and shared ideals of our founding. But that isn't even the major problem. The constitutional death spiral that Obamacare represents is in the way the president himself is governing when it comes to nanny government and social entitlements. Now, earlier this year, the president announced that certain provisions of this law, his law, will be delayed for another year. The employer mandate to provide insurance, the insurance mandate, were all delayed among other provisions. In none of these instances was the Congress involved to pass legislation amending Obamacare. President Obama just deemed these changes to be made by executive fiat. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not how this system of government works. Barack Obama is not a king, and no president has the authority to ignore, rewrite, or selectively enforce the laws. The Constitution is very clear. The president enforces the laws. Congress passes the laws. If this is the new standard for presidential power, then we have indeed undergone fundamental change. Obama lived up to that promise. But it isn't something you or anybody else should feel good about. If a president, or anybody else for that matter, doesn't like a particular law, or if there is a need to change a portion of existing law, you have to work with Congress to get it done. Now, President Obama can't just make it up as he goes along. He can't just clap his hands and say, "These insurance policies shall return." It doesn't work like that. Even in the halls of the academic elite that he's so comfortable being around, it doesn't work like that. This is a clear violation of his constitutional powers. You know, President Obama has done this before, not just with Obamacare. He decided to not enforce DOMA. He decided to pass, by executive order, the DREAM Act, granting amnesty to many illegals in the country. The Obamacare debacle of the last week is the last straw. You know, if this isn't a high crime and misdemeanor, then I don't know what is. When a president views himself above the law, or doesn't feel compelled to enforce the law, he has become a tyrant. He has violated his oath. And just because we don't feel that violation in our everyday lives doesn't make it okay. Matter of fact, that is precisely when our rights are stolen by government, when we don't realize it. 5 million people have lost their health insurance because of one man, Barack Obama. Millions more voted for him because they thought they could keep their health plans with this reform, yet he lied to them. Obama lied to us all. Now, instead of repealing the law, he continues to defy the Constitution. You know, the policy is bad enough. The action, though, the action of this one man, Barack Obama, is what is causing our constitutional death spiral.
Out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end.
Well, that does it for another Conservative Underground mini-cast. I'm Doc White. Visit the website at conservativeunderground1776.blogspot.com, or better yet, send me an email at conservativeunderground1776@gmail.com and follow me, Doc White, on Twitter.